There's no stopping BlackRock. BlackRock, the old narrative used to be, don't worry, just because we have $14 trillion of assets under management, which is bigger, supposedly, than the GDP of most nations. We're just managing it for other people. We don't own that money. That's other people's money. That was the narrative. That narrative doesn't work anymore. Now, BlackRock is now purchasing critical infrastructure of nations like Minnesota Power. So now you will pay, if your electrical bill, you're going to end up paying it to BlackRock. BlackRock can raise your rates. They can do whatever they want. They're BlackRock. They're Jewish. As your world becomes more owned by these rats, you're going to find out how life under the rats you're going to get squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. If we had a normally functioning media doing their job, they would have been shouting off the rooftops. Probably not a good idea to have one company. They wouldn't say the J word, but they, not a good idea. Any normal media would, a truthful media would say it's not a good idea to have one Jewish company own everything, but it's being a little overly optimistic to expect that, but to at least expect some major media organization to come out and say, not a good idea, right? And if they ever did, I promise it would be 3 o'clock in the morning, and the Google algorithm would de-emphasize it so you'd never see that report. But that they could point to it and say, see, we did warn you once about BlackRock. If they were doing their job, the people would have pitchforks and they would be in front of BlackRock headquarters in New York City with their pitchforks in hand, wanting to get revenge for what they're doing to our society. And they would take some of those pitchforks and head down to your local congressman and senator. They're the ones who are facilitating it and allowing it. And you would also take your pitchforks down to Donald Trump's White House, encircle the White House, waving your pitchforks saying, you piece of shit, you're a genocidal, warmongering, BlackRock-loving, you put him at the head of the Treasury, the Federal Reserve's asset, distressed asset purchasing program back in your first round of destroying the United States and handing it over to the Jewish banking mafia, and now in your second round of transferring the assets of the people of the United States of America to the Jewish banking mafia, because that's basically what Trump's all about. He's a genocidalist lunatic and who's facilitating essentially the transfer of the money from the goyim to the Jew. Think of Trump as a big siphon pump, and they're just siphoning the money from non-Jews to Jews. That's basically how you have to look at the Trump. You don't need to know the names of all the people that are doing it, but that's the effect. And you know, I only care about the results. Don't tell me about someone's stated viewpoint or their stated opinion or the stated policy. Just show me what the results are. That's all I care about. And then when you reverse engineer your world that way, you suddenly see the truth. So you take the thing that's right in front of you. This was a philosophical, there's a lot of terms in philosophy to describe this process, right? I'll go into them in another show. But I have done shows on it, and I have my own ideas, my own invented ideas about how these structures in our society work. We'll go into that maybe in the next show. But for now, know that this transfer of assets, it's happening really, really fast. So there's not going to be much left. I think it's the last pump and dump of a continuous like pump and dump cycle that has been going on since, well, the Federal Reserve, but actually before that. But in particular, since 1913, it's been a continuous pump and dump, pump and dump, pump and dump. And I think that there's no more to there's no more to pump and dump. It's the assets have all been sucked dry. So the normal pump and dump cycle has less volume, I think. I mean, just less value. And that's what they care about. And everybody's hunting around for the value, for the things that, you know, are meaningful and are life-sustaining, because I think that's where we're heading. And, you know, I've spent the last 4 years of my life literally just trying to make sure that my loved ones are not in a desperate state as the world continues to get worse and worse and more Jewish, okay, which is what's happening. So for 4 years, I've not traveled. I used to travel all throughout the far corners of the earth. Loved to travel, right? But it's a serious time, and I'm preparing, and I'm grateful that my life, fortunately, hasn't. We're lucky in this regard that we haven't had to be rounded up and sent to the front line to like a meat grinder, like what's happening to those poor Ukrainian souls who are just getting collected off the street and put in front of the death machine. And that's what I think the Ukrainian war is. It's just a slaughterhouse to get rid of the men of Ukraine so that BlackRock could buy the land. And that's what's happening. And that's what's already happened. Monsanto, BlackRock, Cargill, all these large agribusiness have purchased a significant portion of the land of Ukraine off the widows of the men who were slaughtered in the Jewish death machine called Ukraine. Right? And those were people who were skilled. Those were white, educated, skilled people. They had machine shops. They made things. They produced stuff in Ukraine. They knew about mathematics. They knew about science. They were educated in Ukraine. So the Jews said, let's kill them off. And let's get that land cheap off the widows. The land will be nice and rich because it'll be fertilized with the blood of those poor Ukrainian boys. Rest their soul. We'll till them into the ground. And maybe when we plant soybean crops for Cargill or Monsanto, just before we mix that soybean with a little bit of poison before we sell it to the Goyim, because it's all poison. Everything is poison. We'll get to that. And I've already done 10 shows on the poisoning of the human race, right? So as more and more word gets out that looks like the Israelis very definitely killed Charlie Kirk, right? Suddenly, it's UFO time. YouTube is all UFOs. Here's a hearing in Congress about UFOs. It's all UFO, UFO. Yeah, don't talk about the Israeli assassination of Charlie Kirk. Let's talk about UFOs instead. That's YouTube, right? Jewish. Sergey Brin, Larry Page, Jewish. They're the owners of it. They're the gods of YouTube. They're the gods of Google. Right? You're being lied to. You're being lied to. And no matter how hard when you think of your family members or your friends who are caught behind this, I call it an information barricade, or there was all these terms that I came up with, but an information blockade. And here's how the blockade works. If you have an open a mind that is curious, and you have had this for some time now, for 5, 10, 20, 30 years, but at least 3, 4 years since COVID, if you didn't wake up, if that was not a wake-up call, if you decided not to heed any of the cautionary warnings from many, many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of supremely intellectual scientific beings that all raise the flag, say, be very careful. They're pulling this shit on you, and this is a dangerous thing. If you did not heed any of those warnings and instead went with Chris Cuomo or Anderson Cooper who assured, and Jimmy Kimmel and all the late night comedians that assured you, let's all laugh at those people and ridicule those people that don't take this Jewish jab that was developed in months. Yeah, let's all ridicule those people because they didn't trust the science. Ha, 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 they laughed. Let's all laugh in unison at these people. And that was what you got from the Jewish NBC, Jewish ABC, Jewish CBS, Jewish-owned NBC, CNBC, MSNBC, the Jewish-controlled NPR, the Jewish-controlled PBS, you know, and of all of them, NPR and PBS are actually the worst, because the way they brainwash it is they put out that they're the most liberal, and then, but as they describe how they're bombing, they're creating a new war, they'll give it the LGBTQ twist. Hi, and welcome to NPR. Today, we talk about the U.S. invasion of Syria to protect the LGBTQ people. And later on, we'll be telling you about the why we need to support the Gaza, the genocide in Gaza. It's not a genocide. They were mean to LGBTQ people, and so the United States had to come in. And that's the nauseating, faux liberal shit that you get out of the NPR. And with PBS, it's just... So what happens, the way this blockade of information works, this information illiteracy which is being pushed, the way this works is when I go to, say, Google or Rumble or BitChute, there's certain things I wouldn't go to, like on YouTube, you could not find any imagery of the Charlie Kirk assassination. There was nothing there, zero there. Nothing. So you had to go to BitChute, and then you can actually see the slow motion footage and the shot and everything, you know. And maybe for a little while on Rumble, I don't know, Rumble might have some of that as well. But certainly not on YouTube, the completely Jewish YouTube. Now, I'm not saying that Rumble is not Jewish too. It is Jewish. It's owned by Jews, right? But if you have a track record where, say, on YouTube, you've looked only at, like, credible information, say you're getting reports from people like, I like Alex Craner, he's giving good reports. People like Gilbert Doctorow give good reports on various shows that have, it's kind of a very small group of people who are telling the truth about the world around you. There's so many good ones. I don't want to like, but there's a lot of good commentary out there. People like Alistair Crook, something like that. So now, if you have pretty much only shown interest in this type of content, right? Still on YouTube, still after you watch a video of someone like an Alistair Crook, for example, he's a good one. He's telling you the truth about what's going on. It's not Don Lemon. It's not Chris Cuomo, who are there to give you the line that supports their Jewish handlers, right? That's all they'll tell you is whatever benefits the Jews who have signed their paychecks. Okay, these people aren't getting Jewish paychecks. Alistair Crook doesn't get a paycheck from Jews, so you can trust what he's saying. His analysis are pretty good, okay? Even though you've only clicked on that type of content on YouTube, still the next video online will be a Fox or a CNN or an NBC. They have to steer you right back into Jewland. You know, the Jewish lie. They got to get you right back to the Jew lie, because you've spent too much time with the truth by listening to truthful broadcasts. So we got to get you back to that Jewish lie quick. Okay, but if you're someone like my sister, and there's been never any clicking on those type of people that I would watch, right? And it's only been the stuff that you typically will find when you go to YouTube, which will be NBC, CBS, BBC, ABC, okay, then, and if you've actually watched a bunch of those reports, YouTube algorithm knows that you're a fucking idiot because you're watching NBC and Fox and CNN and ABC. So they say, okay, we got a real fucking retard here. And then if you even try to find credible content, YouTube says, sorry, pal, you ain't gonna even find it in the search engine. What? We're not even gonna give you anything. If you watch one CBS show, two ABC shows, an NBC show, and a CNN show, you are in Jewish YouTube purgatory, and you will never get out of it because the algorithm knows you're a fucking idiot. And you don't deserve anything other than ABC, CBS, and NBC, and MSNBC. Because you're a fucking idiot that was never curious about your world. You never had a shred of curiosity. You are just too fucking lazy-minded. Too stupid and lazy-minded is what you are. And so you're in Jew world. And that's CNN, ABC, NBC, and you're going to get Netanyahu there telling you that he never killed, we had nothing to do with Charlie Kirk on day one and day two. Oh, we assure you we didn't kill Charlie Kirk. And then more and more, no, it's crazy. How could anybody say that we killed Charlie Kirk, says the murderers of Charlie Kirk. They killed Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was an Israeli hit job. That's why FBI is not releasing any of the footage of the roof except for the part that shows something that may benefit their Jewish handlers, right? Their Mossad Israeli Jewish handlers. That's who runs the FBI. Keshe Patel is pledged his undying lifetime loyalty to Israel. You can go and see it. It's not a secret. It's a public statement, a public pledge to put Israel at the very top. I don't remember what it was. I knew this a few months ago, and you know, my mind has this incredible ability to expurgate, push out a lot of the ugly that comes in there, you know. And I tend to understand and remember the universal ugly of these people, but the individual, the particular ugly, I think it's purged somehow automatically from my system because I have a relatively good state of you know, I'm a pretty stable state at this time. You know, I'm happy. You know, even though my life is not as exciting as it used to be, I'm still a happy person. Right, I'm able to find happiness wherever and under whatever circumstances befall me. I'm able to find a sense of equilibrium no matter where I am. So even though the world around me is really fucked and my life personally right at the moment is not the best because I'm involved in some legal battles with the government and stuff, but by and large, you know, I'm doing okay. Certainly not suicidal. In fact, vehemently anti-suicidal. Vehemently anti-suicidal, yeah. I'm a fighter and I will fight to the very end. And I've been meaning to do an anti-suicide declaration too, because these are dangerous times. And what the Jews did to Charlie Kirk was a warning to people that they can kill you if you get off that reservation. They can kill you. But this world, this new BlackRock world, why don't we just get rid of the American flag and just get a BlackRock flag, right? Or fly the American flag at half-mast, right? Signifying there's been a great tragedy. And then put the BlackRock flag on the very top to show that it's really Jew. BlackRock with a Jewish flag with a Star of David at the top, right? Shame. Shame on any FBI agent who puts one toenail clipping of an effort into supporting anything that these fucking Jewish genocidal, absolutely homicidal, poisoning us rats are doing to us. you're pushing this Jew agenda after I've just told you, and it's not that hard to find this stuff out, shame on you on an individual level. The only way out of this mess is on an individual level. The individual FBI agent, the individual CIA agent, the individual NSA agent says, nope, I'm not going to go along with this. I'm going to slow down. The way I like to describe it is you're in the belly of a US aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf or in the Mediterranean Sea. Let's say that, right? And the Houthi tribesmen are sending Iran is sending a bunch of hypersonic missiles to strike Tel Aviv. And you've got these two buttons in front of you, a red button and a green button. The red button says launch billions of dollars of U.S. missiles that we don't have enough to protect our own world. Launch them to protect these genocidal lunatics that deserve all the punishment they're getting because they're just going around picking fights with everybody, and we have to spend our money and our future and our safety to defend their bellicose behavior. So that red button, so you press that red button and it launches billions of dollars of U.S. weapons that we don't have many more left that we're going to need for our own defense. But no, Mother Israel needs those missiles. So you press that red button, right? Or there's a green button over here. And it says, go get a cup of coffee. And you have your choice. Your radar screen is beeping, beep, beep, beep. Incoming missiles. Hurry, hurry, make a decision. Hurry, hurry. And you're looking at the two buttons, the red and the green. Launch the missiles that we need for the defense of our children and our family and our nation. Go get a cup of coffee. How you doing, Ginny? How's the kid? Oh, yeah. I heard he said soccer. I heard his... Oh, that's really good. What's going on your screen over there? Oh, don't worry about it. How's Jimmy's baseball jerseys? I saw they were blue this year. Isn't that great? Oh, yeah, that is great. Yeah. You look back over at the screen. You see the missiles. Boom, 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 boom. Hitting Tel Aviv. And you've got that nice cup of coffee. Go get a cup of coffee. Go get a cup of coffee. Go get a cup of coffee. Get that coffee. Do the coffee. Do it. Do it. Do it. And I'm saying this to every FBI, CIA, NSA, every single person in the military. Go get that coffee. Go get that coffee instead. Don't waste your life and your dignity and your soul on these fucking rats. Go get a cup of coffee. Enjoy.